Jesus. promises. And we bless your holy name, Lord God. Oh God. Lord, let everyone that's traveling to church on this morning, Lord God, make it safely and sound, Father God. Touch those ones that want to come that can't even come, Lord God. Oh God, fill their heart with joy on today, Lord God. Let them reach for your word, Lord God. Let them find a service online, Father God. Knowing, Lord God, that they can hear from you, Lord God, that you would never leave them nor forsake them, Lord God. In the middle of tribulation, Father. Bring peace to us, comfort, Father.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. One more time, Lisa. Hallelujah. You won't go back. You ain't going back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Oh God, we bless you, Lord. Oh God. Oh God, blow our minds in this place on today, Lord God. Jesus. Jesus.
Blow my mind, God.
Blow my mind.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We bless you, Lord. We thank you for victory, Lord God. We thank you for freedom, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for taking us forward in you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration and, Lord God, peace on today, Lord God. We thank you for your love, Lord God, that would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. Oh God, we bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you for being the way, the truth, and the life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for shielding us, Lord. Thank you for being our buckler, our shield, and our fortress, Lord God. Thank you for being our high tower, Lord God, today, Lord God. Thank you for being our strength, Lord God, because the strength of the Lord is our joy, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you for the joy on today, Lord God. We can rejoice in you, Father God. That we can, Lord God, rejoice in you, Lord God. In peace, Lord God. Because once we in your presence, don't anything else matter, Father God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God. Blow our minds on today, Lord God. Oh, God, help us, Lord God. Do the impossible, Lord God. On today, Lord God. We know you are going to do the impossible, Lord God, because you are impossible, God, Lord God. Oh, God. Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. God can do anything.
Jesus can do anything.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
I already see it.
Jesus. You can do anything that you like, Lord God. Especially in us, Lord God. Do it, Lord God. Do the all in all for us, for that resting place, Lord God, in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being able to do everything, Lord God, because all things belongs to you. All things. And you can do anything you want to do with anything, Lord God. Because you are everything, Lord God. In that anything, you is everything in that anything, Lord God. Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for being our big God, our before God. Oh God, you are majesty, Lord God. You are gracious and merciful and kind and loving and gentle, Lord God, and meek in lowliness, Lord God. Oh God, you are everything in one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for the many blessings, Lord God, that you have bestowed upon our life, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the abundance of life, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that God has forgotten about us. We have went to God, we have prayed, we have waited, and we still waiting. There's so many times in our lives that we get discouraged in the waiting. There's so many times in our lives that we even go back to God and we constantly keep asking Him, we constantly keep pleading, we constantly keep begging, and still, we wonder why so many things are delayed. We wonder why so many things are not yet taking place inside of our lives. And so many times inside of our hearts and inside of our minds that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that it is delayed because of what I'm not doing or because of what I need to be doing. And so many times in our lives that we get so discouraged. We get so discouraged. I want to pray, play this song that's on my mind. I want you guys to know and understand on today that in the midst of God doing what He is doing inside of our lives, we cannot figure out why He is delaying it. We cannot figure out why it is not taking place inside of our lives. But what we can do is continue to wait on God. In our waiting on God, we have to understand some things. It's some things that's required of us, you guys. The Lord was dealing with me about that thing right there. So we cannot walk around and ask God to do something for us, a desire for Him to do some things for us, and then we don't believe that He can do it. We don't trust Him to do it. We may be waiting on Him to do it, but we are not allowing ourselves to simply do right in the midst of us waiting. So I'm here to encourage you guys on today. I'm here to encourage you guys on today in the knowing that you may be able to understand that you may not be able to see it. You may not be able to understand it, but what you need to know is when you don't know what's going on, that's when He's doing His best work. When you can't understand what's going on, that's when He's doing His best. See, because let me tell you something about us. Let me tell you something about us. If we knew everything that God was doing and was getting ready to do, we'll put our hands to it and mess it up. Or either we'll delay it. This is what we'll do. Because we are human. And because we ain't got no patience. We ain't got no patience. My God. before we go any further, I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want you to start writing down any and everything that's on your mind or even in your heart that's causing you to be cluttered or even causing you to be messed up. If it's something that's hard for you to get over it or get past, I want you to even write that down. In the midst of you writing it down, I want you to put this stuff on the altar. Don't sit it on the seat next to you. Don't hold on to it. Because the purpose is, as I was writing these things down, is because we want to release and we want to let go of this stuff. We don't want to continue to hold on to these things that's causing us to go into a place of doubt. It's causing us to go into a place of compromising or even hesitating when it comes to trusting in God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we're coming to you, first of all, God, emptying ourselves out. We want to empty ourselves out right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to get into your face and glorify you. Oh God, we want to lift you up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised, and there is nobody else like you, Lord, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind. And we want to exalt you on today, Father God, and give you any and everything that's inside of us. We want to bless you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship, Lord. And we dare not allow anything to have us not focused. We dare not allow anything to have us cluttered and wrapped up in our minds that we cannot concentrate on you, God. So we're going to empty these things out on today, because we know that you, God, is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, seek, or imagine. We know that you, God, can fix the unfixable. We know that you can mend the broken heart. We know that you can comfort the sadness inside of us. We know, Father God, that you can remove the loneliness. We have faith, Father God, in any and everything that's inside of you, God. You are the father to the fatherless. You are mother to the motherless. It is you, God, that can do any and all things, because there is nothing that is impossible with you. So, Father God, I'm asking you to touch us in our minds and our hearts on today, God. Let your word go forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people may be able to understand, Father God, that it is your koshana, 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 oh God, that it is your koshana, that it is on you, you, God, that can fix it, that can change it, that can rearrange it. It is only you, God, because we may not understand, but whatever it is you're doing, God, I don't want you to do it without me. Oh, God, we are mama nede loko shana. Oh, ba-ba-ba, shanere lokosia. Oh, God, there's some things that's heavy laden on your people today, even our children. Touch our children on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Our grandchildren, God, touch our great-grandchildren. Any and every child that even wake up Sunday, whatever age they are, God, touch them in their hearts and remove the sadness. Remove the discomfort on today, Father God. Oh, God, comfort the sadness in the loss of a father. Comfort the sadness in the loss of a mother. Comfort the sadness in the loss of a loved one. I'm asking you to lift up the pain on today, and let your people know, Father God, that you are there. Let your children know, Father God, that you their father. Let them know, Lord, that you are their mother. Comfort them, oh God, that they would not be walking around in grief. Oh God, let them be, oh God, I'm asking you to comfort them today, Father God. Whatever you're doing, God. Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba, shanne de loko sana. We may not understand why things happen. We may not understand why it got to keep happening. But we're going to have faith in God that whatever it is, he's making something happen for us. Whatever you're doing, God, don't do it without us. We yearning and we seeking after you on today, God. That you may comfort your people. That you may hold your people. That you may hold your people. Thank you, Jesus. We ask you to answer these prayers and all others. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. I want you guys to really pay attention to what the Lord is saying to the church on today. Because there's so many times in our lives that we forget who God is. Especially when it seems hard for us. We forget who God is. Especially when we don't see something happening for us. It's not that we don't know who he is. We just don't know who he is. I'm going to say that again. Oh, my shit, and Uncle Steve. I'm just going to stop this. Because this word is burning. I can't hear y'all. I'm going to say that one more time. It ain't that we don't know who God is. It's that we don't know who he is. Did y'all get that? Did y'all get that? I'm going to say it one more time. Because I want y'all to really get it. I want y'all to really get it. It ain't that you don't know who God is. It's that you don't know who God is. So what do you mean by that, Pastor? What do you mean by that? I mean, you know who he is because you heard about him. You was raised up and they taught you about him. And everybody else, they say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, that one number God. But do you really know who God is? To know God is to believe in and trust in him. And that is not easy to do. It ain't easy to believe and trust in God when you've been praying and you ain't seen nothing. It ain't easy to trust in God when you've been praying and you've been waiting. It ain't easy to trust in God when it's been a long time and this thing has happened repetitively and you steady praying for God to change it. Oh, God, you steady asking God to move it. You steady asking God to fix it. You steady asking God to stop it. So I'm going to say this one more time. You may know who God is, but you don't know who God is. Because if you knew who God is, in your waiting, your faith will be activated. Lord, I don't know why you got me waiting, but I know you got me waiting for a reason. Lord, I don't understand why I don't gotta wait, but God, I know I gotta wait. Maybe you're trying to teach me something. See, we don't know. See, our ways and our thoughts is not like God. And so because we are not thinking the way that he thinks, and we lean into our own understanding, and our own thoughts is causing us to be all discombobulated in our mind and inside of our hearts. We don't know God. Why I don't know God? I don't know God because I ain't trusting him. I don't know God because I don't understand him. He said you don't understand him. He said his ways and his thoughts. See, why you thinking it should go this way or you, and I gotta say what he's saying, you expecting it to go that way. He said, nope, it's gotta go my way. That right there was powerful. Listen. Why you want it to go this way and you expecting it to go another way, God say, nope, it's got to go my way. See, it's his way. It's his way. And so because his ways and his thoughts is not like ours, it causes us to waver in our faith. Because we done prayed about something. The name of the sermon today, the name of the sermon today is Faith's Power Through Prayer. And then it's a colon. It's coming. Faith's power through prayer is coming. It may not come when you want it. And it may not even come when you need it. But it's going to come right on time. I'm just going to give y'all this little testimony right quick. And then I'm going to move right on along. We're going to go to the book of Mark's. We going to the book of Mark. Okay. So, a couple months ago, I got a phone call from somebody near and dear to me, my God's sister. I always use her as an example, and she don't mind. She stay in Michigan. So in the midst of her calling me, something had happened concerning her finances, and it was not supposed to happen, because no matter what happened or what going on, it can never be touched, and it is a guarantee that she's supposed to get it every 28 days. Can't nobody garnish it. Can't nobody take it, because this is a guarantee she's going to get all this money until the day of death, okay? So, it didn't come on this day, which was the 28th day, she called me. She said, I don't know what's going on, but I still ain't got my money, but I'm finna call my adjuster and find out what's happening. So she called her adjuster. And her adjuster said, well, we got a letter from such and such, 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 and they are garnishing this. She say that ain't no work check, and they can't such and such and such, such. And she got all discombobulated, and then she called me crying and screaming on the phone. I don't know why this happening. It's such and such and such and such and such. I know I'm going to have to find me a job, and I'm going to have to do such and such and such and such, and I can't such and such and such and such. Every time I turn around, they taking this and they taking that, and such and such and such and such and such. I say, where's your faith? She say, I believe God and I know what he says. I say, just hear me out. She just a boo-hooing and crying and such and all on the phone. I say, where's your trust? Your trust is in there. I said, I'm going to say this first. So the Lord had me to say some things to her. And then in the midst of it, I say, when I say that lady got so mad at me, she hung up on me. She hung up on me. And she didn't talk to me for about 3-4 days. But in the midst of it, her son called me later on that night. He was like, auntie, what happened? And such, such, such. And so I got to telling him and everything. He said, you right. And don't she know that's what you were going to say? I said, well, it's okay. I said, let her calm down. She going to be ringing my phone again. It's okay. So this is what I said to her. I say, first and foremost, you already know they can't take absolutely nothing that God has already given you. I say, but what you need to remember, I want everybody to hear this real good. That y'all do know the devil is a prince, right? Did y'all know that? The Bible says that a prince, wait a minute. Before I go to the Bible, let me talk natural. Kings and princes and duchesses and all this other stuff, they got authority, right? They could throw their weight around and they can do some stuff. So if the devil is the prince of the air, I ain't talking about the air we breathe. I'm talking about the secular world. That he got some kind of authority to delay some stuff. Because you've been waiting on some stuff. The Lord says it's coming. Did you hear what I say to you, girl? The Lord says it's coming. See, because we wait and we holding on and we pressing, and this us. We making it happen because ain't nobody else gonna do it. Then I done prayed, and I'm waiting, and I'm... This is what I said to her. I said, you already know that the devil is the prince of the air. Now, God have proved to you before in the past that what he gives and what he do, he add no sorrow. So let me ask you, why you crying? You don't understand? I say, I don't. I don't understand why you crying, but I understand why you upset now. See, because even though he can delay, that does not mean it's denied. And so I told her, after she called me back about 3-4 days later, I said, "You good?" She said, "Not really. I'm such and such." She still was on that same note. So I just listened to her, as always. Because some people just need you to listen. I just listened to her. And then I told her this. I said, "Let me explain something to you. First and foremost, every good and perfect gift comes from above, and he had no sorrow. I say, in any and everything that they are taking, they're going to give it back to you. They have to give it back to you. I say, because even in the midst of it, they have to investigate some things, because this is a sensitive matter because of where the money coming from. So they just can't give it to somebody else that want it." Did y'all get that? So, whole 2 months done went by. She ain't said nothing. And then she called me about a week ago. And she said, "Did you get my cash yet?" I say, I ain't even looking see. Because she had to teach me how to put the alert on because I didn't know how to do that. I just don't. Call me slow. I don't care. So I look, she say, "I just wanted to make sure I paid my tax." She say, "Because they gave me all, not some, but all my money." I say, "Who money?" She say, "My money." I say, "Did I not tell you that they was going to give you all your money?" See, first and foremost, the Lord be wanting us to know where our heart really is. Because we don't see it. "Oh, I love the Lord with any and everything in me. I love it." Okay, if the Lord tell you to sacrifice something concerning your children, is you going to do it? Is it going to be something? Y'all better ask Abraham. If the Lord asks you to go or do or stop, is you going to do it? So you know God, but do you really know God? Because a lot of times it is hard for us to stop doing a thing or stop going away. It's hard for us to forgive. I'm just saying. The unforgivable. Okay. Faith's power through prayer. Because we all the time pray. We all the time want God to help us. We all the time want God to move some things. Now, when I say help us, it don't just necessarily mean give me some stuff. It mean, "Lord, help me through this." It mean, it is hard for us as human beings. Faith's power through prayer is coming. What is faith? Now, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 what faith is. But let me tell you what the dictionary say. Now, Webster got an idea that he know what faith is. Faith is a firm belief in something for which there is no proof. Faith is a body of beliefs and practices regarding the supernatural and or the worship of a deity. Faith is a firm belief in the integrity, ability, effectiveness, or genuineness of someone or something. Do you have a firm belief in God that it won't make you curse him? That's that integrity. Do you have a firm belief that he has the ability to do the impossible? Do you have the firm belief that he is effective and genuine towards you? It's something that is believed, especially with strong conviction. It's complete trust. It's belief and trust in the Lordy to God. Faith, now faith, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith. I got y'all something today. I got some stuff for y'all today. And I want y'all to take this home with y'all. Because I want y'all to remember this. And I want you to plan it. Right as soon as you walk in your door, as soon as you go in your bathroom, as soon as you go in your bedroom, wherever, whatever, or however, I want you to have it right there so that you can read it. Every time you get discouraged, or every time you believe or think that it ain't gonna happen, or every time you waiting on it and it's taking a long time for it to happen, or every time that you see that it ain't no way out. But faith, now faith, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I ain't talking about tomorrow faith. I'm talking about right now faith. I'm talking about the kind of faith that you have, that you know that he can move that thing right now according to his will. I'm talking about the kind of faith that ain't going to cause you to waver or even to doubt him, even in the midst of your waiting, even in the midst of what you see. Because, baby, we could be in a situation and it can blind us from seeing the results, which is the future. What do you say? My thoughts towards you are good. I got an expected end concerning you. So we should be in expectation for that future. So what I'm going through now ain't doing nothing but prepare me for my future. What I'm experiencing right now is prepare me for my future. And in the midst, all I want to say is, Lord, I trust you with me, but I need you to help me to see what you're trying to teach me so I can get to the end result. Because sometimes I don't understand it. I know you're working out some things, but I can't see it, so I'm going to try to work it out myself. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for trying to work it out myself. Forgive me for trying to think and believe that I am capable. I'm not capable. Our backs is up against the wall, y'all. But yet our faith is wavering. Now, faith. Here. Pat, get his to people. Now, faith. What is power? Power is the ability to act or produce an effect. It's possession of control, authority, or influence over others. It's physical might. It's the ability to exert effort for the accomplishment of a task. It's a natural ability of the mind or the body. See, we got some kind of power when we activate our faith, y'all. Don't y'all know that faith without works is dead? If you do not activate your faith and your belief in that thing, nothing is going to happen. Absolutely nothing. The Bible said when you come to me and you pray, you got to believe it and I'll do it for you. He said, don't expect the Father to do nothing for you if you doubt. If you doubt what you're praying for, and get them yellow sheets of paper red for me. If you doubt what you're praying for or the petition that you are making for God, you might as well not even go to prayer. You might as well not even petition it. You might as well not even ask him. I'm going to prove it to y'all. What is prayer? It's an address such as a petition to God in word or thought, an earnest request. Let me tell you something. You ain't even got to pray to God out loud. You could just whisper it in your mind or in your thought, because guess what? He even hear your thoughts. You ain't got to tell nobody. How many times we done held our peace and not saying what we really want to say? Mark chapter 11. I'm finna prove it to y'all. I'ma prove it. We're gonna start at verse 20. Mark chapter 11, verse 20. The name of the sermon today is Faith's Power Through Prayer. A colon is coming with an explanation point. It's coming. It's coming, y'all. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the very roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, because Jesus cursed that tree, y'all, because he was hungry and there wasn't nothing on it. Call into remembrance. Behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto him, have faith in God. I just told y'all what faith was. Have faith in God. You cannot just believe, but you got to trust him. Why do you say that? Because you could believe anything. I could come and tell you something. You could ask me a question and I'll tell you something. You're going to believe it. But do you trust that it's true? It's hard for us to believe. I'm telling you, I was on the phone this morning talking to somebody. And in the midst of it, I say, you just a liar. You know, you be hurt my feelings when you be saying that to me. And you know, I said, well, you hurt my feelings when you be lying. You want me to believe any and everything that you say. I believe that you believe that what you're saying is true. But I don't trust the, what you're saying. Is y'all getting it? I don't trust what you're saying. I believe you're saying it. But I don't trust that what you're saying is true. So you can believe any and everything, but is you trusting God to do just what he do best? And that's simply saying about you. The name of the sermon today is Faith's Power Through Prayer. It's coming. We're in the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 20. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, he ain't got no respect of person. So it does not matter who you is. Whosoever. It could be a kid, baby. Because in the Bible is a story about Hagar. The Bible says that when the angel came to Hagar, when she ran away from her master, the Bible says, it didn't come to, the angel didn't come to her and say, I heard your prayer. The Bible says that it came, the angel came to her and said, I heard the lad's prayer, talking about her son. So even a child's prayer is heard by God. Are y'all following me? I hope y'all children hear me today. I hope y'all paying attention. Because you can pray to God too and he'll hear your prayer. You can ask God to do or ask him for some answers. You can go to God and ask him a question and he'll give you an answer to that question. Are y'all following me? A child can pray to God. He said that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. See, you. Ha! I can't doubt when I say I'm healed. I can't doubt in my mind that I'm not, because of what I see or what the doctor said or what they told me the end result gonna be. Because I know that there is nothing impossible with God. So I'm not gonna doubt. What does doubt mean? It's to call into question the truth. I'm not gonna question what God said. It's to be uncertain. I'm not gonna walk around in uncertainties. Because if he said that this is my husband, or he telling you that it's your wife, or then that's what it is. I'm not going to doubt it because of what I see, or the conversation that I have, or because of the distance. I'm not going to allow my vision or my hearing to hinder what I believe, because I trust God. I trust God. I trust God with me. I trust God with me. Doubt is to let confidence in. It's to consider unlikely. You think that I'm going to... See, because when God gets to telling you stuff, it may sound far-fetched to you. It may sound too good to be true. It may... things sound impossible because you thinking and believing in your mind or in your heart. How can this happen? Oh, I don't even think it's going to happen. Or when can it happen? Or I don't know, because that just sounds far-fetched or too good to be true. But always remember that God is good and everything that he says is true. The Bible declares that he will not repent of the things that he said. I'm talking about the one I serve. I don't know what deity you serve, but I serve the only one true living God. That's the one that I serve. So if he said it, it is simply that. It is simply that. I'm not going to have that inkling of a doubt because of what I'm going through. What is doubt? An inclination not to believe or accept. What did that well ask for say? So if he said something to me, and it sounds far-fetched or too good to be true, I'm not going to allow what I think. Don't you know you can hinder your own stuff from coming to pass? I'm not going to allow what I think to prevent me from getting what he said. So I come in agreement with you, Lord. I accept it. I accept what you said to me, whether it's good or bad. I accept the correction, Lord. I'm coming in agreement with you. I'm coming in agreement with you, and I'm not going to doubt. Because if I disagree with you, that means I'm doubting you. That means I don't trust you with me. That means I can't get past some things. It's a feeling or attitude, because your attitude towards the situation that you're going through can cause you to doubt too. I ain't talking about being mad and angry and bitter. I'm talking about the sorrow and the unbelief. Your attitude towards a situation. You know what? I don't think that person gonna ever change. They've been doing this all their life. They've been treating me like this all their life. So my attitude towards that person is hindering the change. Especially if I'm speaking it out to them. Come on, somebody. See, sometimes we got to help other people in their unbelief. We got to not just encourage ourselves, but we got to encourage somebody else, baby, because if he did it for me, I know he can do it for you. And even if he didn't do it for me and he said it, I know it's coming. I'm believing God for any and everything that he ever spoke over my life, even when I was a child. I'm believing any and everything that he speak over my life through his word. I'm believing and trusting in God for any and everything that I think is matchless to him. Are y'all paying me attention today? I'm talking about faith's power through prayer. I'm talking about what God said. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his what heart. It say nothing about his mind. Because baby, let me tell you something. Your mind will play tricks on you. So Father God touches in our mind and regulate our mind. Because you say you're a mind regulator. Regulate my thoughts, Father God, that it will not deceive me or what I see or even what I'm going through that make me doubt what you already said. If he said, I'm telling you, I stand on the word of God. If he said it, I believe him. I don't know when, and I can't tell you when unless he specifically had me to tell you. But right now, I'm a speaker. I declare it and I decree it because he said it before. I'm still going to be riding an itty bitty Tesla now because he said it, baby. Now, mind you, God knows what's best for us. This young lady don't even know how to drive. She probably even scared to drive because her feet can't even touch the pedal. Are y'all following me? Why would he say a Tesla? Because she could speak to it and it'll drive for her. Y'all better listen to what God can do. Let me say that one more time. See, I trust you with me, God. I trust you with me enough that you know I can't drive and I'm scared to drive, that you gonna give me something that's gonna drive for me. Come on, somebody. Now you tell me, and I ain't even know nothing about no Tesla. And when the Lord got to telling her about it, I was like, well, what's a Tesla? Well, I didn't even know it was a car until God showed it to me. And then I got to ask somebody, what is a test? It's because I'm not a material person, so I don't really even be looking at stuff, you know, it don't matter to me. I say, oh, and it's expensive. Right then. I'm going to be driving that. I believe God. I don't give a rat's tail what nobody else say, what they think or how they think it. If God said it, it is so. Did you hear what I say? I don't care how long it takes. Lord, you prepare me. He could very well be preparing her not to be afraid to sit behind the wheel that she can't even control. I'm just saying, y'all. Because it's a time and a season and a purpose for everything under the sun.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Are y'all following me? I believe God. He said, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou moved and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever, he said. And what is whatsoever? Whatever, anything. I'm going to say that one more time. You mess around and you go to God and believe. You mess around and you go to him with any and everything inside of your heart. And knowing that he is not just able and capable, baby, but he has already done it. You just waiting for it to manifest, because that's what faith is. You waiting for it to come to fruition, because that's what faith is. Baby, you're going to get any and everything you want. I'm a witness. When I go to God in prayer, not just for me, but for somebody else, baby, I know he gonna move and shake some things. I got another phone call last night. Baby, I feel like taking off running. And the Lord doesn't even have me to tell this young lady over and over again what God was gonna do for her because of the desires of her heart. And she told me the last time I saw her, she said, I just believe God. I don't care how long it take or whatever. And when she called me last night, she said, Pastor, it didn't happen. I was on the phone screaming. Did y'all hear what I say? I just believe God. If God tell you something, even through somebody else, you better believe it. He had me to preach it on Gratefully Thankful Inside on Thursday when we was in revival. He had me to preach that thing, baby, and tell y'all. Baby, somebody could very well speak something. If I'm believing God for you, and that's that thing that you desire, I can touch and agree with you, and it is so. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. We make it difficult and we hinder it because of what? Doubt. We make it difficult and we delay it. Why? Because we always want to put our hands to it. You just do what God tells you to do. You just act accordingly, and then you sit back, you watch God, and trust him. Just trust him. Trust him for any and everything. I would not give a rat's tail what it is. God can. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. If you pay attention to what Jesus said, he didn't say the things you need. Because in the beginning, the first thing that he said is just believe God. Have faith in God. Ain't that what he said? God said, I will supply your every need. So if you got faith in God, you already know he's going to supply everything that you need. Now, let's talk about them wants. Let's talk about them desires. Let's talk about them things that's hidden down in the inside that you don't tell nobody about. Shh, it's a secret. Don't tell them. Darling. Let's talk about those things that you have put in your little treasure chest. Those wishful thoughts. Let's talk about those things. This is what he said about those things. Right here, listen. Therefore, I say unto you, who said it? Jesus. What things? What are things? Say stuff. Ain't things stuff? What things soever you desire. He talking about the wants, the hidden stuff. He said, when you pray, believe. What is believe? Let me help y'all out, because I want y'all to really get everything y'all want from God. Did y'all hear what I say? Believe is to consider to be true and honest. Listen, this is the key word right here. Accept. Listen. To accept the word or evidence of something as true, genuine, or real. To have a firm or wholeheartedly religious conviction or persuasion. I'm persuaded, baby. Ain't nobody get. Didn't I say I was persuaded? I am. I don't know about you, but I'm persuaded not just for me, but I'm persuaded for everybody in here. Listen to this. It's to regard the existence of God as a fact. It's to have a firm conviction as to the goodness, efficacy, or ability of something. So what is to believe? To believe is, get it to the people, the ones that came in. Faith, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about faith, y'all. We're talking about something that can take you through, make you go over, roll under, go around. We're talking about the kind of faith that when you speak a thing, it is done. Did y'all hear what I say? Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. I'm not just going to sit up here and pray and then walk around and say, well, maybe it ain't going to happen for me, but it happened for you. That's a trick from the enemy. But I'm not going to walk around here and say, you know what? It ain't happened yet. I guess it ain't. You speaking that over your own life. You telling your own mind so that it could trickle down to the heart and so that you can deny and even forfeit what God has already said. Because he said, if the head is sick, the entire body is sick. When you get a headache, what you want to do? Lay down. Don't allow your thoughts to prevent you from getting what you say desire. I ain't say nothing about what you need, because God already supplying that. He giving you air right now. You need it. If he didn't have the air, we all just drop right now. I ain't talking about what you need. Oh, I need, and then, no, you don't. You need everything that you got, because you may not have the things that you want. You may want a steak and all you got is chicken. You got what you need. You may want a loaf of bread and all you got is the ends of the bread. You got what you need. You may not have butter, but you got cooking grease. You got what? I'm just talking about so let's talk about the desires. Because, baby, you could be eating that chicken and desire a steak, and the next thing you know, you'll get a phone call, somebody talking about, come on, let's go to Logan's. My tree. You never know, because you just believe. I believe I'm going to get that steak. I don't know when or how it's coming, but I know it's coming, and I want it well done. Please and thank you. I'm just saying, I always put my little two cent in it. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Why did he add that into that? Because that stuff can hinder you from getting your things. I'm finna prove it to y'all. I'm gonna prove it to y'all. Let's go to 1 John. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John chapter 3. And I'm gonna read just one verse. And whatsoever, chapter 3, verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. What? And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we what? We doing what we supposed to do. We loving one another. We forgiving one another. We being concerned about one another. We helping one another. We ain't fighting one another. And if we are fighting one another, we gonna stop fighting and go and get that thing together. See, let me tell you something. It's a lot of times that we have an art with one another, and in the midst of us having an art with one another, even though this is what we say, we be the bigger person, and we go to them, and we say, and they still don't want, guess what, you did your part, and you're not hindering. Don't you know what you can release by simply releasing? Let me say that again. Don't you know that you can receive all your desires by simply letting go of some stuff? Did y'all hear what I say? Stop dwelling on the past, because it don't exist no more. You can't get a do-over, and neither can you change it. Let it go. Let it go so that when you do go and pray, he will give you what you want because you doing what you supposed to do. Let's go to Psalms. Chapter 84. I'm going to read two verses. Chapter 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. What do you mean by the sun? He will shine bright inside of your life, and he will protect you from sunburn. He will protect you from the predators. He will protect you from the people and the folk that's trying to pull you down, or hate you, and is trying to do this, trying to do that. God is your shield and your protector. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. What is uprightly? It's conforming to a high standard of morality or virtue, following the accepted rules of moral conduct or rising straight up. Are y'all following me? O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. Are y'all getting it? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What is now is believing currently. Right now is believing currently. The now is not the part of tomorrow. See, because tomorrow, I may not even be living for tomorrow. But right now, I'm going to believe God. My now faith is going to activate my desire. My now faith is going to cause me to be in expectation. My now faith, when I go to God and I start praying and making my petition known unto him, I'm believing that he hears and answers my prayers because I am trying to do the right thing. Now, when I go to him, I'm going to confess. I'm going to release. I'm going to let it all hang out, baby, because I want my prayers to be heard. I want my prayers to be honored. Not only am I going to really, I'm not going to go praying because I got a hidden motive or a hidden intention, and I want to do this and I want to do that. No, how about I need this? You don't need that. You just want it. Because our eyes is never satisfied with seeing, neither is our ears satisfied with hearing. We're talking about the now faith. Now faith is the substance. Everybody got one of these. Everybody got one of these. Because I want y'all to go and pin it so that at eye level. Don't pin it way down here and don't pin it all up there, because I want you to hurt your neck. I want you to have it at eye level. so that you will be able to see that now faith, now it's believing currently. Faith is knowing God can and that he will. So when you change your prayers up, are y'all fine? I'm trying to help y'all. Change your prayers up. Lord, I'm coming to you, Lord, and I'm asking you, Lord, I'm begging you, Father, to do such and such and such and such and such. That I'm not saying them prayers ain't okay. They're okay. But we want to get some results, right? So when you go to God and you making your petition known, you going to him with assurance. Dear Lord in heaven, first of all, I want to thank you in advance because I know, Lord, that you already know what I want. I already know, but I'm going to make my petition known and I'm coming to you boldly, God, not as if you owe me something. Because you don't owe me nothing. But I'm coming to you right now, Lord, and I'm making my petition known because I know you can do it. Lord, listen. I remember when they told me that I never walk again and I never talk and I never do all this stuff. They was telling my mom and them that because they thought I couldn't hear them. And all the time tears was just rolling down my eyes. And I guess they thought I was crying for that or something. I don't know. But I was crying. See, because y'all got to pay attention. When people be crying, everybody ain't crying because they sad. Everybody ain't crying because they going through. While I was laying there, and while everybody else was believing what the doctor done said. Because, well, let me help some people because some of y'all don't even know. When I was 34 years old, I had a stroke. Now, before that, the day before, I had several major strokes and seizures while I was asleep. When I woke up the next morning, my hand was twisted up, and I did not understand why. And I could not, my hand wouldn't move, my arm wouldn't move, it was just dangling and hanging. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. My son was 14 years old. And I told him he got to come in here and he got to help me. So after I got out the shower and everything, my son was helping me get myself together. And then in the midst of me getting myself together, because I had to take my mother to the hospital. She had a doctor's appointment. I drove over to my mama's house. And it was on my right side. That was my left side that was affected. It first started in my left arm. And so by the time I got to my mother and everything, and I had grabbed my arm and put my arm on my lap. My mom was like, what's wrong with you? I said, nothing. She said, turn around and look at me, baby. And so when I turned around and looked at her, she said, baby, you look like you done had a stroke. Your face just so sagging and you just talking and your left side ain't moving. I said, I ain't done had no stroke. I said, ain't nothing wrong with me. Just like that. She said, well, baby, I take you to the doctor. I want to go to the doctor with you. I said, I ain't finna go to no doctor because I got a date. And we are, all the women, the prayer, the intercessors that I pray with every day, we going to eat some crab legs. And everybody know how I am about seafood. So we went and ate crab legs. And so all the while, I was trying to crack my crab legs. I literally was putting the crab under my arm, cracking it with the cracker because I could not move this arm. And because they saw something was wrong with me, afterwards, they took me to the doctor. We goes to the doctor, and while we sitting there, instantly took me in the back. I ain't have to wait or anything. When I got back there in the back, the lady was like, all your vitals and everything is normal that I just took. She said, but something is going on with you. She said, because your whole, the left side of your face look like it's sagging and you just talking. She said, you just smiling like ain't nothing wrong with you. And then when she said that to me, I turned around and looked at her. I said, I feel so confused. And that's all I remember. When I opened up my eyes again, I was in intensive care. They said that I was in there for 2 weeks. They had tubes going all down my throat. They put a tube in my stomach to feed me. They had me hooked up to all kind of machines. They telling my mama. When I woke up, I heard them telling my mother this. We are not sure why this is happening to your daughter. She has had a major stroke and she is paralyzed from her neck down. they said that it did not come from an aneurysm, and neither did I have any blood clots. They could not figure out or find out what was going on with me, and neither did they know. But my vitals kept going lower and lower and lower, until they told my mother that they was just waiting for me to die. It's nothing else that they could do. And so I just sat there and I was just listening to them. And in the midst of it, the Lord was talking to me. The Lord was talking to me. This is what the doctor said. They told my mother that, and my mother said, well, can she hear us? Because her eyes opened. He said, well, she probably could hear you, but she don't understand nothing that you're saying. But I beg to differ, y'all, because I understood everything that they were saying. So in the midst of it, all the while that they was talking, tears was running down my eyes. My mama got up out the chair, baby, it's going to be okay. We love you. And such and such and such and such. And I just closed my eyes. I closed my eyes because I didn't want to hear that foolishness. I ain't want to hear that, because everybody just gave up. Why I did not want to hear that? Let's talk about faith, y'all. Let's go there. But before we go there, let me say this. This is what I heard the Lord say to me. He said, I'm not going to heal you. He said, I'm going to make you whole. Just like that. I say, Lord, I say, you told me that you would have me do this and that you would have me do that. I was going to go here and I was going to go there and I such and such and such and such and such. I say, you said you wasn't going to heal me, but you was going to make me whole. Now, because we lean to our own understanding in all things, I thought that he was going to make me whole, because to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. So I will be made whole because I'll be with the Lord. And then so in the midst of it, he said, I'm going to say it again. I'm not going to heal you, but I'm going to make you whole. And so I closed my eyes and I said, Lord, whatever your will is, I accept your will. Just like that. And then so as I was just laying there, I just started praying. And then literally, I'm not talking about none of his agents. I ain't talking about none of the minions. I looked over to my right and Lucifer himself was standing in the doorway because he wanted to kill me. And instead of him just coming, because the intercessors was there now the three intercessors was there. It was one at the foot and one on each side of me. And so I was trying to get them some eye to let them know the devil trying to come up in here and kill me. And so he bent down, because one of the intercessors, her name was Rachel. She could literally see the demons and the devil. So if he just walked in there, she would have saw him. Okay, so he literally crawled, came on the other side of my bed. And when he came on the other side of my bed, he came up and he laid down on my body. And in the midst of him laying down on my body, all the machines and everything got to going off. Everything, all the doctors ran in there and they was trying to tell them to get out the room because they need to do this and they need to do that. And baby, I closed my eyes. And when I closed my eyes, I went into warfare and I could not even open up my mouth. And in the midst of it, words came out of my mouth. And the first word that came out of my mouth was Jesus. He jumped up off of me, backed up and sat on the ledge of the window just like this. And it was black and gray wings behind him. And he was just sitting looking at me just like that. And when he looked at me, I turned my head over there. Literally, did I say I was paralyzed from my neck down? I turned my head over there and I looked at him. And when I looked at him, the Lord, let me tell y'all about God, because I believe God. He said that he wasn't going to heal me. He was going to make me whole. And I pulled that tube out of my mouth. And I was speaking in tongues. I sat straight up in the bed. And I went into warfare. When I went into warfare, the intercessors, they were standing outside. They came in and they didn't ask nothing. They just started praying and going into warfare with me. In the midst of them going into warfare with me, now the doctors is in there. It was about 3 or 4 different doctors, about 4 or 5 nurses. They in shock, so they ain't telling the people in the folk to leave. Because they in shock and they just look. Baby, I got to kick in my legs. Are y'all paying attention to me? I got the kick in my legs. And when I got the kick in my legs, baby, my blood pressure went up and got too high.
I got to speaking in tongues, and I got to talking, and I got to, and the doctors were standing there. They was like, call the surgeon, call the neurologist, because this is nothing but a miracle. Listen to me when I sit up here and tell y'all something. God told me that he was not going to heal me, but he was going to make me whole. He told me that it is for his glory. They could not find anything that was out of the ordinary, because I serve a God that is unordinary. They could not find the usual, because God is unusual. So when I sit up here and I tell you right now, every good and perfect gift come from the Lord, and he had no sorrow, baby, there's no residue. You could not even tell. I was paralyzed with my neck down. I was dragging my leg. My arm was all like this. I could not even feed myself. My children had to hold my head up while the other one did my hair, because I could not even hold my own head up, baby. I had to wear a bib because I could not even swallow my own spit. I was drooling like a newborn baby. I'm sitting up here to tell you, I believe God. If God said it, it is simply true. There's absolutely nothing that he cannot do. Y'all read them stories in the Bible. You better believe what it say. Because I had a cyst on my brain, and they sat up here and they told me that they had to remove the cyst because it was the size of a dime. But they was going to monitor it. I went back 3 months later, it was the size of a nickel. I went back 3 months later, it was the size of a quarter. They said because it was in my front temporal lobe that they would have to move it because it would caused me to be a vegetable. I told them, I know a surgeon and his name is Jesus, and you will not absolutely cut on nothing in my head. Baby, I went back 3 months from that. They still can't find it today. I'm talking about God that can remove any and everything. They told me I had water on my brain. They told me that I would have to wear a shirt for the rest of my life. Did y'all hear what I say? That they can drain the fluid out of. And I have to empty it, and then you know, this is what they told me. I told that doctor, and that was my doctor from the age of 21 up until I left and came down here. He said, you are truly a woman of faith. I said, yeah. I said, because if he can drop the woman with the issue of blood, the Red Sea, and the Jordan River, this is but a small thing to him. I believe God. Guess what? Y'all don't see me carrying no bag, do y'all? Did y'all hear what I say? I know God is able. I know that he is capable. Baby, they told me I would not ever have any children. Did I say I got 2 today and 7 grandbabies? I'm talking about God. Anything is impossible. If God said that he's going to do something for you, it is just simply yes and amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is what activates that hope. That hope is what causes these things to come into manifestation, that you can touch it, you can feel it, you can see it, baby, and you can live with it. Are y'all hearing what I say? If God said, we have to come into agreement with the Lord. I agree with any and everything that God has said to me, and any and everything he had me to speak over anybody's life that has ever crossed my path. Not only do I come in agreement with it, I pray today that you accept what he said. Accept what the God of my Father says. Did y'all hear what I say? Accept it on today, and there's absolutely nothing you will not get from him. What did he just have me to read in Mark? He said, if you come to me in prayer and doubt nothing, he said, whosoever, it does not mean you got to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, baby. Did y'all hear what I say? He said, whosoever. He said he ain't got no respect to persons. Whosoever come to me and pray, he said, I will give you the desire. He ain't say nothing about no needs. He said, I will give you the desire of your heart. That's what God said. So all we got to do is stand on what he said. All we got to do is believe what he said. It may be hard for us to get past some things, to get over some things, to even, but let me tell you something. Forgive that person. Move on. You make sure that your heart is pure. So when you do go to God and ask him for something in prayer, you got that. You already, you be like, oh, Lord, I thank you right now. I'm thanking you in advance. I'm going to stand in the hallway while I'm waiting for this door to open, because I ain't going to leave that door because I know you're going to open it, Lord. We talking about in advance. We talking about in knowing what he can, will, he capable, and he able to do it. I don't care how far-fetched this sound. And I don't care how good, or it's too good to be true. No, it's not. Because God said it. He said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. They are good. So why you say it's too good to be true? My thoughts towards you is good. So my thoughts and what I say to you is going to be what? Good. So don't doubt. Don't waver. And don't even faint in your waiting. Because let me play this song right quick. Sometimes you got to hold out. It may not be easy. Because you've been trying to hold on for so long. But because we have been waiting for so long, it causes us to get weary in our waiting. I'm just being honest. I have been there. I have waited and waited. I'm telling y'all, and I done said this 100 times. It's things that the Lord said to me when I was a teenager that is manifesting in my life now. The prophet called me all the way from another country the other day. She said, the Lord says he wants you to remember his promises. She said he made you a promise when you were 16 years old. He said, remember that. She said he made you another promise when you was 24 years old. He said, remember that. She said he made you another promise when you was 34. That's when I had that stroke. So I got to think. I say, now this lady don't know nothing about what God told me. Now, God is a God of specifics. He specifically gave her these three ages. These three ages. I was 16, I was 24, and I was 34. But through it all, come on. When she said that to me, I start screaming and hollering because she don't know that the day before he told me to remember those exact promises that she spoke out. See, let me tell y'all something. I get a little confused. See, sometimes when the Lord tells you something and it may sound too good to be true, it ain't just that you doubt him. It's just that you want to say, when, Lord? I've been waiting on it. I've been holding on. But then, Lord, don't nobody really understand, God, what I went through or what I had to go through. But I did, and then it slips your mind what God done told you because you ain't writing down. But I'm here to tell y'all as a witness that thing that he say to you, he'll bring it to your remembrance. So he brought it to my remembrance way before he had that lady to ring my phone, and she in a whole nother country. She's nowhere in the United States, y'all. Because I minister to people all over the world. Y'all just don't even have a clue. She in a whole nother country. She don't know anything about my history, my childhood, my life. Absolutely nothing. She only heard one testimony that I gave her. And she said, God told me to tell you to remember. He gave you three promises. One when you were 16, one when you were 24, and one when you were 34. The Lord says, now. What am I talking about? Now, faith. He says, now. I ain't got to keep waiting for them promises. Not only is he manifesting these things visibly in my life, now I'm here to testify. God did it, y'all. He did it. He did it. And he will do it for you. So don't let go of your faith. Don't let go of it. I don't care how hard it may seem. I don't care how long it may take. I don't care how blurred the vision may be. Don't lose your faith. You hold on to that. The name of the sermon today, Faith's Power Through Prayer. A calling. It's coming. It's coming, baby. Did you hear me? I don't care what you do to try to make it work out. I don't care how you think and believe. If I do this or if I do that, then this will happen or that'll happen. Or I'm an uh-uh. No! Just know it's coming. Because the Lord is telling me that 3 months ago, you had made a petition towards him. 3 months ago, I don't know what it is, but you wrote it down. And in the midst of you writing that down, God said it's coming. Now, we think, well, Lord, there's a whole bunch of stuff we be writing down.
I can't let go of my faith.
So let me help you out.
That's the song, that's it.
Whatever he had me to speak to you, remember the promise.
The prophetic word tonight is,
that's it.
It's going to shine.
Remember the promise. Oh, he had you speak a lot. Then remember it. Whatever he had me to say to you, remember the promise. Just hold on to it. Just wait. And keep waiting. Because I know he done showed out in your life.
That
God will show out. He'll throw his weight around, baby. He'll let you know that if I said it, it is simply yes and amen. Everybody else may not be able to believe it. But what God told you and you sharing it with folk, but that's not their vision. That was for you. Ain't nobody else gonna see what God is showing you for you. Why? Several reasons. Maybe because they want to be you. Maybe because they want your stuff. When in actuality, the stuff that God got for them may be better than you. Yeah. The sun is shining, baby. It's coming. When I was in here, y'all know it was revival this last week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. In the midst of it, I literally saw it just raining down up in here. Just hold on. Just hold on. When you get to talking to people about your vision or trying to share stuff because it be so good to you, and then they get to talking negative, then just let them shut them down. Shut them down. Don't let nobody discourage you because of their fear. Just say, Lord, do it for me. Do it for me, God. Just do it for me. See, we got to make that personal. We just got to make it personal. Because if he don't do it, can't nobody else do it. Can't nobody else do it. We think and believe. We take too much of his credit. We think and believe because we got this knowledge or we went to school for this or we got this degree. And that. Baby, you could do absolutely nothing without God. So we just want to keep on saying, Lord, do it for me. Do it for me. Lord, fix my mind that I'll be able to accept what you have already spoken over my life. Lord, fix my heart that I even know how to act when I get what you got for me. Lord, fix my attitude that I won't be walking around in pride. You see what I'm saying? We wondering why the prayers have not been answered yet. Because he got to prepare us to receive them. Because some of us ain't ready. We ain't ready. We ain't ready to get that thing. We ain't ready to get that husband. We ain't ready to get that stuff. We ain't ready yet. So he got to help us in our perspective. Because a lot of us point the finger and wag the hair too much. So Lord, teach me, Father God, not to be an accuser. Do it right now, God. I don't want to wait no more. Come on, somebody. Write that stuff down. Put it on the altar because it's praying time. Come to the altar after you put that stuff on there and then start praying for yourself. And then just keep asking the Lord, do it for me, God. Do it for me, God. Turn them things around, Father God, in the name of Jesus that I can't turn around for myself. Fix it for me, God. Fix my attitude. Fix my heart. Fix my family. Fix my heart. He keeps saying that. So make sure when you come up here, you ask him to fix your heart. If you got any problems or any concerns, if you got any fears or any tears, oh God, fix it. Fix it, Lord. After y'all write these things down, please put them on the altar. And then come to the altar. Fix it, Lord. Do it for us. Lord, you know individually what we need, Father God. You know the very things that's down and inside of our hearts, Lord. You know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he called it an oko shana. Lord, do it, Lord, do it, God. Hey, oh, get it, oh, go see ya. I get it, oh, go see ya. You think everything going so much? Ah, don't be so microwave, but come on, step into it, step into it, step into it. Jesus, we've been waiting and we've been praying. Oh God, touch right now. Do it right now, God. If you don't do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, it won't be able to be done. We need you to do it for us, God. Do it, do it, do it, God. Move some things out the way. How many times you done looked? How many times you done tried? Oh, ba-ba-ba, shade loco, sadme de la casilla. Jesus. Oh, God. You know any and everything that we need, Lord. You know any and everything that we carry, God. You know, God. You know, Lord. Jesus. Do it today, God. Any and everybody that's on the altar, God. Oh, my mind, middle local shutdown. You know every worry, every problem, every concern, and every burden. You know all the stuff, Father God, that causes us to be consumed in our minds and even in our hearts. Oh God, I'm asking you to remove every fear and every tear that your people shed on today, Father God, as we make our petition known unto you, God. Lord, we will not be discouraged. We will not be discouraged, God. We will not walk in doubt. We will not compromise, Lord. Oh, my mind, in the local shine now. But we're going to stand on your word because we know that your word is true, God. There is nothing that is impossible with you, God. We know that you are able and that you are even capable, Lord. So I'm asking you to do it right now. Turn it around. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, God. Oh, my mind, little loco, shine, little like I see. Oh, God.
Some of my friends,
people may not understand.
Let me down.
People may not understand.
But I still believe.
But we believe God on today. We believe Him to do some things for us individually. Turn it around, God.
Around.
We believe Him to settle some things.
Around for me. It's turning around. Say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me.
It's turning around.
It's turning around.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking.
It won't always be like this, y'all. It won't. God is changing some things. He's moving some things. He's fixing some things. He's opening up some things for us. Jesus. Just say, turn it around for me. Anything that you want Him to do, believe that He's going to do it. Anything that you need Him to do. Anything that you desire Him to do. What He say? Don't doubt. You're supposed to be praying for yourself right now. Don't doubt. And watch God. Watch God. Oh, my man, little loco shani. Oh, baba, ba, say the loco shani. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, God. You know just what we need. You know how much of it we need. Let us not be distracted, God. Let us not be consumed with the cares of this world and this life. Let us not think and believe, Father God, one thing, God, because our thoughts and our understanding is not like yours. Turn it around, God. Oh, ba-ba-ba, shade loco si. Do it right now, God. Do it right now, God. Do it right now, God. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, God. Turn around that situation in the home. Turn around that situation on the jobs. Turn around that situation concerning the finances on today, God. Turn it around, God. Move some things out the way. Settle some things, God. Fix some things. Oh, God. Oh, mama, oh, God, because we need you. We need you, God. Lord. Our hope is in you. Our trust is in you. Oh God, we believe in you and everything that you say, because we know that you are not a God that shall lie. We trust, Father God, that you are going to make it all right. We believe, Father God, that you are going to settle it. We trust you on today, and we speak in it. It's turning around for me. It's changing for me. Release your angels, God. Dispatch your angels, Lord. That it'll go shanda. That your promises will be manifested in the midst of your people. Turn it around, God. Because we activate our faith. Turn it around, God. We activate it right now. That now faith. That now believe. That now trust. We doing it now, God. Because we know you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, speak, or imagine. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, God. It ain't gonna always be like this. Father God, is some of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we thinking and believing that we got to do a certain other thing to make something happen. But Lord, it's all power is in your hand. So we come into your prayer right now to activate that thing. Jesus, you may not see it right now, but it's coming. Did y'all hear me? It's coming. Jesus. I know it may be hard to believe it. You don't understand it. But all things is going to work out for your good. It ain't in your timing, says God. Tired of doing everything by myself. You got all the help you could possibly ask. Now I ain't coming to talk about money, why? The pathway has already been cleared. I literally see a white cement, and a pathway is already clear. It's already clear. I be telling y'all, y'all worry y'all little heads, pretty little heads, for absolutely no reason. We don't want to worry our pretty little heads for no reason whatsoever. But we want to trust and we want to believe God. Because we know that God and what he say is true. We know what he say is true. He is not a God that shall lie. If he said it, it is so. If God says things is going to change for you, it's going to change for you. You got to believe it. You may not believe it because of what you're going through or what you've been going through for the last 3 years. But God said he's going to change that situation just for you. I just keep being 3 years. You may have been in that state that you are in right now. But God said he's going to move some things out the way for you. Not only is he going to move some things out the way for you, he going to line some things up that was out of place and out of order, sweetie.
It shall speak.
It's coming. Just hold on.
Oh my, touch this,
your door. For if the Lord had it, you can come.
Oh God, I'm making you the help of your boss. She was struggling with that. She had a loss for
that.
She
want
to give it all up. Put it down in the name of Jesus. Just know that your life is valuable. Your life is valuable. Oh, my mind, get it out.
Oh, Father, I know that it's the Lord.
just what it said. You've been trying to fix it. You've been trying to even tell me so that your situation will change. God, so we make the decision. In our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that we don't even know what to do. The Bible declares that we also acknowledge God in all our ways. Light, it seemed like that cloud come right back. God said, it's a new start for you. Don't stop coming. This is a new start for you. You got to keep going to God, and you got to keep praying, and you got to keep up. You got to go, because you know you. This ain't nothing new. Start back reading your Bible. Start back seeking the Lord. And you watch. Your entire life gonna shift. It's gonna shift. You already know your place. You just got out of place. You already know what you're supposed to do. You just ain't been doing it. It's time now. It's time now. It's gonna get a little bit easier every day. You'll see. Hold on to your faith. Oh, Father, touch us. Touch us. Give us that faith that we need, God. Build us up even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be in that place of being stuck. We don't want to be stuck. Just know your situation. Your faith can move you out of it. Y'all just heard me read it. Your faith can move you out of it. baby, your faith will activate some things to take place just for you. Just for you. I'm telling you. Just for you. And you. And you. And you. You see it, don't you? Ah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Faith. Thank you, Jesus. Nicole, I hear a song coming out your mouth. And I don't even know, but the Lord is telling me you got a beautiful voice. And you be singing. The Lord is going to use your voice. You will see, I just hear you. All right. Baby, the song you going to have coming up out of your mouth. The notes is going to sit on the people. And they're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Just by your voice. You will see. You will see. My God. Touch each and every individual on this altar, God. Covers in your blood and hides beyond your cross, God. Continue to give us the strength that we need to press, God. Continue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to help us to hold on, God, to any and everything that you said, every word that you spoke, because we know that you are not a God that shall lie. Continue to manifest yourself in our midst, Lord. Even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. How you feel, baby? I want you to scream one good time before y'all go to y'all seat. On the count of three, I want everybody to scream one good time. You know, come on, come on. One good time on the count of three. One, two, three, scream. Ah!
Thank you. over you.
Thank you, Jesus.
What God is.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Speak it over somebody. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is going to manifest some things in our lives. We just got to keep trusting Him. We got to keep believing. And we got to hold on to our faith. And remember, if God said it, it is so. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. I don't care how long it takes. Just stand on His word, y'all. Please stand on His word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I hope it was something said on today. Everybody got one of these. Everybody got one of these. Y'all make sure y'all take that home and put it at Island Visible. Put it on your wall somewhere so that you can read it. Your mirror. A lot of us like to be in the mirror. Put it on your mirror so you can read it. And remember, activate your faith. Please activate your faith. I love you guys in bits and pieces. I pray it was something I said today that the Lord had me to say that would encourage you so that you can keep pressing and keep moving.
I am.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody heard your voice and
say, I am who God designed me to be. 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 Everything that God spoke, I'm gonna be that. Just say that. Everything that God told me, that's it for me. Because if He said it, it's final. He's not a God that shall repent. And He can't lie. He can't lie. If God said it, it is so. Yeah. I'm going to drive that Tesla, baby. I'm not kidding. He said that thing. I believe it. I believe God. I want to play that song. I believe God. I believe God. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering, you guys.
If you believe that, lift up your hands and just say, I believe God.
Everybody here believe God.
I believe God. What He said is truth. He always comes through.
Him.
I believe God.
Yeah. Nicole going to be singing for everybody, y'all. She gonna be singing for everybody. I bind and rebuke that spirit of shy and bashful, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give her that boldness. He told you that before, years ago, about that voice. He just said it again and brought it to my mirror. He said it before. I believe God. I choose to believe God. I choose to believe everything that He said about me, you, Him, her, they, we, all of us. I believe God.
I believe God.
Bible declares that we are to give him tithes and offering. I'm going to read Malachi 3 for you guys. Every promise